It's time for your morning pep talk. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Garden Line with Mike Wiggins.
Hey, good morning, Jenna. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm really excited. I really just am enjoying this weather right now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But stand by.
No, I won't.
You've got to stand by just for a little bit because it's going to get kind of chilly.
Oh, is it later? Really?
Oh, we're going to be down in the 40s on, somebody correct me, but I think it's Thursday night or Friday night. I want to say Thursday night.
It looks like Wednesday into Thursday. Yeah. No, yeah, thanks.
It's going to be in the 40s, but it warms up to the 70s, so it's not going to be bad.
Right.
Not going to be bad at all. But then we get some rain, I think, supposedly and unfortunately, on Saturday.
Another rainy Saturday. I don't know if
I can deal with that. Give me a break. We don't need that.
Let me live my life, weather. I'm really excited, though. We always have a really fun time. We get super busy right out the gate here on the Garden Line. So please call, text in 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. You know, we got to start saying the, you know, area code.
So, no.
Yeah. We got to start getting used to it. I don't know when they start, but I grew up having to say the area code because we lived in an area where there were so many.
Yeah.
And so I was used to that, 973-201-862. Like, you need to know all the area codes so you could say it ahead of the phone number. So at least we have, like, pretty much the entire half of, like, the panhandle where we get to use 850. It's not
right.
That bad.
That's but right. You're right.
Please call or text and send those pictures. In fact, somebody texted us this morning a picture in their herb garden asking about, it looks like a little bug crawling on their plant.
It does. What it looks like from the picture, it looks like aphids, which is another term for aphid would be plant lice. So you need to kind of control that if you've got that on your herbs. You can use some natural insecticides out there. You could also use a little, like 5% 7-dust, which is an old-fashioned remedy that the toxicity is very low, but it's still a chemical, there's no doubt about it. You could use some insecticidal soap, which is a organic solution, if you will. And I think you probably need to do that before they take some damage. It looks like they haven't damaged any of the plant to me.
It looks great.
But I think I would control that. That's an aphid.
Okay.
And very common, very, very common in our area.
Okay.
You get them on house plants, you get them outside, but that's what I would do.
Okay, that's good to remember. I'll have to keep that one.
And it's so interesting. Here we are, middle of April, and we're already starting to talk about the varmints. insects.
They kind of like to sneak out on us as soon as possible.
Here we go. We're not going to chinch bugs and sod webworms yet. We're not even going to go there.
Not yet. Slow down. Plus, it's going to get cold. Maybe some of them will freeze and go away. Hey, I'm really excited. We have Dan from Pensacola calling in already. Good morning, Dan.
Dan, good morning. How are you?
All right. How about y'all? I'm glad to hear y'all again. I got a question on the caladiums. Which you prefer, the number one? These are sizes, number one, two, or the jumbos, and how do you prepare the planting hole? You add peat moss to it, and then I guess you would mulch it after it pops up out of the ground. I just want your thoughts on that.
Well, that's a great question, because if you've listened to us on the Garden Line before, you know that caladiums are just about one of my favorite summer plants for Pensacolans. Let me answer your question, and it's really interesting. They do come in number one, number two, and jumbo. I don't like the number two. It's too small. That's a small one. I just wouldn't mess with it. But the difference in number ones and the jumbos is very interesting. All the literature will always tell you that the jumbos, which is a big bulb, expensive but big, will send up more leaves and larger leaves. And that's true initially. But if you plant your number ones, as the season progresses, they'll kind of catch up to those jumbo bulbs. Now, what I like to do, I like to plant my caladiums in containers. So if you get a 12-inch, maybe even a 14-inch, and put one jumbo bulb in there, you're going to get some spectacular color over the years. I mean, not over the years, but over the summer. And so I really like them. Here's a couple of things. One, I like your idea of some of the peat moss in the soil. I always like that to kind of help with a little moisture retention. Don't plant them too early. Now, I went ahead and planted mine in my containers, but don't expect them to come up probably before mid to late May. Then you'll enjoy them. And then by Labor Day, they're going to start keeling over and you've had it with them. A lot of people, and we can go through this at that time, we'll go through these different steps to save them to next year. I just kind of pitch them and plant them every year. I buy mine online from a company called Caladiums Florida, and they send me some of the most gorgeous bulbs. And this year, they were prettier than ever, no doubt about it. Plant them about, an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches deep. You have to look at them very closely. There's one side of the bulb is very smooth. The other side has the little buds coming up, but you got to look at it closely. It's really funny, though. A lot of people have told me over the years, Mike, I made a mistake. I planted them upside down, but they still came up.
Oh, look
at
that.
And they were great. Plant them on their side. They still will come up. But go ahead and plant them, I'm going to say at least by May 1st. But I will say this. Way back in the day when we were selling caladium bulbs, we had a big sale in June. If you got a caladium bulb and don't plant it till June, you're going to be just fine. You're going to have just June, July, and August and part of September. But you don't have to worry about planting them too late. One other thing about these caladium bulbs, and I wanted to mention just a couple of names of these bulbs I really like in case you really want to plant them.
Oh, I love caladiums.
Oh,
they're
I love them
so
too.
Beautiful.
All right, here's just a couple of them. Buck, B-U-C-K, is a really red leaf. It's really very, very pretty. If you like a white one, Candidum is good. And there's one out called Candidum Junior, which is a kind of a miniature caladium. Really, really nice. But here's a couple of names. You got to wonder who these people were named after.
Let's
you ready?
See.
Here's an interesting name. How about Fanny Munson?
Oh, she sounds fun.
That's old Fanny Munson. Who knows who Fanny Munson is? Somebody knows who Fanny Munson was. Call us. I don't think we'll get any calls on that.
Listen.
And here's another one I love. This is red with green color in it. Frida Hempel. How about that one? Frida Hempel. So in any event, I think those are great names. Miss Muffet has a small kind of a miniature caladium with little spots all over it. Really kind of fun. Point is, the internet is full of pictures of all of these. Pick the one you like, order them, plant them. You don't re-rush it. You can plant them into May.
Yeah, and one of our listeners just texted in and said, check Bailey's later this week. They're going to have some beautiful bulbs
for
the
caladiums. There you go.
I absolutely, they're one of my favorite because they're simple, but with some pops of color.
Absolutely.
And they're not as high maintenance.
And they really don't like the full blaring sun. No
right.
doubt about
okay.
it.
Okay, so speaking of which, good morning, Paul. Paul is texting in with Blue Sky Landscaping. He said caladiums look amazing under as a mass planting under an oak tree.
Paul is absolutely right.
Genius.
He just took the words out of my mouth.
I've been thinking of and like trying to figure out what to put under my oak tree.
Oh, they would be great. Just absolutely great. And Paul's right. This is what you would label a shade plant or a semi-shade plant. It's not full sun. A couple of varieties, some of the white varieties, do a little bit better in the sun. But it is good under shade, filtered shade. There's no doubt about that. So caladium bulbs, obviously one of our favorites. And we appreciate Paul calling in.
Yes, thank you.
I'll have to tell you, I think I told you last week, I have a very, very good friend who has hired Paul to landscape his yard.
Yes, and we wanted to see pictures.
And it's making progress. It's doing great.
I hope they did a before picture.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll take care of all of that.
Okay.
But Paul's doing a good job.
I love some good transformation pictures in life. They give me so much inspiration. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Just want to remind everybody, good morning. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Please feel free to call or text in 437-1620. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
Business owners, second quarter is here. Wait, a quarter of the year is gone and you're still struggling to put together your strategies for your marketing plan this year?
No. We actually have a wonderful strategy in place. I'm just going to go get it. Oh my gosh, you guys, get a plan together quick!
Don't waste another day. Contact ADX Digital today. Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director for ADX Digital, and it's time you stop wondering, stop stressing, and the overwhelm you feel can end today. At ADX Digital, we are your comprehensive digital marketing partner, and we're here to help. We are local marketing professionals, we understand the market, and we know what works for businesses just like yours. We'd love to build a partnership with you. Make today the last day you feel overwhelmed. At ADX Digital, we'll work with you to create a customized digital marketing partnership tailored exactly to your business to help you achieve your goals. Don't waste another day. Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing, and that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
A healthier you is the first step toward a healthy baby. When planning a pregnancy, baby steps toward better health can deliver big results. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet will help you reach or maintain a healthy weight and increase the likelihood of a healthy baby. Taking a multivitamin containing folic acid every day helps prevent birth defects, and regular medical and dental checkups are especially important when planning for pregnancy. To learn more about taking your baby steps toward a healthy pregnancy, call Florida's Family Health Line at 1-800-451-2229.
This is Northwest Florida's Fox News Station.
Making their final case in Minneapolis. Jurors at the former police officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial hear closing arguments today and then start their deliberations.
And it all comes down to closing arguments and later jury instructions in deliberation. The jury will be fully sequestered until they reach a verdict, a triple layer of security, increased police and National Guard troops.
Every 30 minutes and whenever news breaks, hear it first right here. News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
It's 9:18 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 on the Garden Line. It's a busy morning. I see you all saying good morning, hopping on. We appreciate you. We want to jump right in to the phones and say good morning to Mike from Pensacola. Hey, Mike, what's your question for Mike?
Mike, good morning. Mike?
Good morning. I have two live oaks in the back of my house that have yellow patches of fungus on the bark. I didn't know if y'all had any idea what that may be.
Oh, I think what we're talking about, and we really had a long discussion about that last week, it's a lichen. A lichen is a growth that will grow on, well, I have an oak, live oak tree too, and it just grows on a tree that has been traumatized some way, too hot, too dry, too wet, too cold, whatever. And they really don't damage the tree. They are just there. So I really wouldn't worry much about it other than be sure to do everything correct insofar as the keeping that tree healthy, from water to fertilizer to avoiding weed killers underneath the drip line of it, avoiding any big digging. I mean, you know, there's construction and that type of thing under the drip line. Be sure to mark all that off, kind of rope it off if that's going to happen. But I don't think you're going to have a whole lot of trouble with that on the live oak tree. Let me add one thing, too, and I'm going to ask you, Mike, this. Have you had any leaves drop off your oak tree this year?
Not just the normal amount of, you know, the normal amount shed.
But that's kind of where I'm going.
Got a health candy on it right now.
That's kind of where I'm going insofar. It's been a normal year, but a normal year in April with that oak, live oak tree leaf drop is unbelievable. I can't tell you how many bags I raked up out of my front yard.
I'm over it.
Oh, and I am so ready for it to be finished. But we've still got a way to go.
Right.
And here's a little bit of trivia in as far as those oak trees are concerned. A live oak tree, as we all know, has cupped leaves, kind of like cupping your hand. And if you've had a lot of rain, those cupped leaves will hold water. And anything that holds water will help promote mosquitoes. So my advice is, if you've got this oak leaf drop, go ahead. You can mulch them up. That's fine. But go ahead and rake them up and get them out of your yard. Put them in the bags. Let the trash folks take them away. But that's a little thing. But if you have as many leaves as I've got, it can be a lot of problem. Oh, it's a lot of work.
And some good exercise, though, I'll tell you that much.
I was just going to say it's good for your upper body. You know,
just stretch afterwards, because I was a little sore the other day.
Yeah. People listening say, I don't need an exercise lecture.
Right? Just maybe take a walk. It's good for your adrenals. A little side tip there on the gardening line. Mike, thank you so much for calling in.
Appreciate
that. All right, we have John from Pensacola. Good morning, John. What's your question for Mike on the garden line?
Hello.
Hey,
John. Good morning.
What do you say, John?
Hey, Mark. I have seen a leaf drop. I got a citrus tree with full of blooms, but I am losing so many leaves are just falling off the tree. My whole ground is just underneath the tree is covered with leaves. I didn't see any bugs or aphids and stuff. And I did put some fertilizer in, some citrus fertilizer here recently. But it's just all these leaves are on the ground. They're just falling off the tree.
That really obviously should not be happening. How big is the tree?
It's probably, I'd say, 8 foot tall.
Oh, so it's a mature tree. It's not one you just planted.
No, it's my size tree. It was loaded down with blooms last year. But only got like several oranges off from it. But this year it was loaded with blooms. It's dropped most of them, but the amount of leaves, I thought it was maybe the caterpillars eating them or something. Well, I couldn't find any bugs on them, but just below it, it's just all these leaves. They're green leaves, and they just fall on the ground.
Right, and a lot of times when a tree will drop leaves like that, it will put on new growth. But we've got to figure out what the source of the problem is. I wonder if possibly when you fertilize it, you may have overdone it just a little bit. Maybe fertilize it a little too heavy, and which will kind of burn the roots, if you will, and it'll do some leaf drop. That's possible, and that's what I would guess at this point.
So how do you reverse that? Like extra watering?
No question.
Okay.
Jenna, you're absolutely right. That's what you do. You've just got to kind of flush it out with the water. See, you're so good
at this.
Who's
the professional?
You're one of the professional. But no, seriously, seriously, I would water it, but I would watch for new growth because if you have a plant, let's say a citrus plant like you're talking about, and the leaves turn just brittle brown and don't fall off the tree, that's where you've got a real problem. That tree may not survive. But when it sloughs all those leaves off, many times if it's been traumatized by something, it'll put on new growth. So I would just be patient. I would not fertilize it anymore at all.
Yeah.
And just keep watering it and try to see if that doesn't help us. And let us know. Let us know. That's an interesting question.
I thought I made it under fertilizer. Normally, I don't really fertilize. I forget about it maybe once a year. I throw some out there, a handful all around the tree. But most of the leaves, apparently, from the very top, and then working the way down, but very top, I mean, it's just like.
Right.
I'm like you there, grow back, but the very top is where most of the leaves will fall off. So.
Let me ask you one other question.
So don't do anything.
Yeah, let me ask you one other question. If it's in the ground, it's not in a container, right? It's in the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I ask that, by chance, did you get any weed and feed fertilizer close to the drip line of that tree?
No.
Let me tell you, that is a lot of folks do that, and they get in big trouble. And I'm glad you
but
did
you
not.
You know, I did notice. I noticed last year a silver had the same problem, but it wasn't as bad. I thought sure it was caliper to eat it, but now that I think about it, I had the same problem last year. I looked at every leaves all missing. I thought, where was all the leaves? And the same problem last year, but not as like this.
Well, let us keep an eye on it.
Yeah, keep John, us posted us on this. Okay. We appreciate that. All right, John,
thank you for calling in.
We have time for about one more call. It is Anthony. Is that right? From Cantonment. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Yes, that's right.
Hey, Anthony, what's your question?
I've heard it before, but I don't remember the name. Along a fence line where horses are and stuff like that, fertilizer, whatever it is, killer to kill the weeds on grass and all that's growing against the fence. What is the name for that? And it needs to be safe for a pond with fish and all as well.
Well, that's a good question. If you've got a fence line and you want to kill all the weeds and you don't want anything to grow there, which I would assume is what you want to do, a general overall term would be brush killer. A lot of people, different brands out there, but brush killer would do it. Now, some people will use Roundup to kill the grassy weeds that are growing there, which kills the existing weeds, but it doesn't do anything for future weeds. That brush killer will sterilize the soil. However, do not, in any circumstances, get that near a pond or get it near where you're going to have animals, dogs, horses, whatever, because it's very toxic. It's very strong. And so I would be very careful. However, it will work, but it's the overall umbrella term I would give it is brush killer.
Brush killer. Awesome. Brush killer. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for that question. Always, everybody's coming up with so many good questions. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Worried about the level of hygiene at your business? Let EnviroMaster take the stress away. We're fighting every day to protect your employees, customers, and our communities with services like our virus vaporizer, hand sanitizer, restroom disinfection, and more. When you see our logo, go on in. It's safer there. For more info or to schedule a free consult, go to EnviroMaster.com or call 251-219-6205. That's EnviroMaster.com or 251-219-6205.
I'm Travis Thompson with Climateca Professional Air, the only American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area. Tune in to Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9:30 a.m. to discuss how we can help lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. That's Pep Talk this Thursday at 9:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All right, we're back here on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. It's a busy morning over here, y'all, and we're getting to your messages. We see them. We see you saying good morning. We see your pictures. We're about to take a little break into the news, but I just want to let you know, please continue to text in 437-1620 if you have any questions. Mike, do you have a little
quick round for them? Well, I just wanted to say that was really funny. The name of that song was
No Rain
by Blind Melon.
You know,
who would have known?
No Rain.
No Rain. But it looks like we are going to get some rain. However, this time of year, be so careful, especially with your container plants. They will dry out so fast, especially if you've used a good soil. So even though it's going to maybe rain on Saturday, between now and then, you may want to check some of those plants to be sure they need water. A lot of them are newly planted, and they need extra water.
All right. Love it. All right, let's take a quick check with Mark Jacobs in the newsroom.
The mayor says he's tired of Tallahassee telling us what to do. That's after Fox.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Derek Chauvin murder trial for the death of George Floyd is now in the hands of the jury, which this morning began its first full day of deliberations.
Meanwhile, calls for justice outside the courthouse are only growing.
Change this system!
Government officials in Minnesota acknowledge more work needs to be done to address racism, but say regardless of the jury's decision, violence, looting, and destruction will not be tolerated.
Fox's Kevin Cork. An official report now in on the death of Capitol Hill police officer Brian Sicknick, who'd worked during the rioting there.
The official report says he died from a stroke. The United States Capitol Police, where Sicknick worked, out with a statement the USCP accepts the findings. This does not change the fact that Officer Sicknick died in the line of duty, courageously defending Congress and the Capitol.
Fox's David Spund. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620, 65 and cloudy. Good morning, I'm Mark Jacobs. Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson frustrated with Tallahassee after the governor signed HB 1 yesterday. Not so much that bill itself, but rather the power being taken away from local governments that bothers Robinson.
Soon we'll get all our decisions from Tallahassee. We won't run anything here anymore.
Seems state lawmakers have brought up quite a few proposals this session seeking to override local governments. Those include the port preemption bill, which cleared its final House committee yesterday, as well as a vaping bill, which is headed to the House floor. Marco Rubio wants answers on how Planned Parenthood got loans from the Paycheck Protection Program. Rubio says he and some fellow Republicans have sent a letter to the Attorney General asking for an investigation. Rubio says 37 Planned Parenthood affiliates wrongfully got over $80 million in loans, and the money's never been returned. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
We will be seeing those skies turning sunny as we go later in the morning and heading into the afternoon. Today, we will be seeing those temperatures rising near 75 degrees, dropping as we head overnight near 57 degrees. Tonight, conditions will be clear, turning into sunny skies for Wednesday. Wednesday, that high near 74. From the First Warning Channel 3 studios, I'm meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
65 in Pensacola, 66 in Gulf Breeze, 63 in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Stocks are lower. The Dow Industrials down 141 at 33,936. The NASDAQ's down 28. The S&P 500 off 10. Consumers will be able to buy rapid coronavirus tests without a prescription this week at three national chain retailers. Abbott Labs, Binax Now coronavirus self-test kit will be shipped to CVS Pharmacy, Walgreens, and Walmart locations and also will be sold online. The two-test kit will cost $24. Another rapid test made by Australia-based Illume will be sold at CVS stores in Rhode Island and Massachusetts for $39. It can be purchased online or at most CVS stores in other states by the end of May. Subaru recalling 875,000 cars and SUVs because the engines can stall or a rear suspension part can fall off. The stalling recall covers more than 466,000 Crosstrek SUVs and Impreza cars. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
April the 20th, 1887, from the conference room in the AV Club's building downtown Pensacola, this is News Radio 1620. And now, also on FM 92.3. Your reporter has just witnessed a unique political happening that will affect many here in Escambia County. Things progressed like this. 2 years ago, the new state constitution made provision for dividing the responsibilities of the county clerks of Florida, establishing a separate role for supervisor of elections. However, that move was made optional for the counties. At that time, the newly elected county commission here chose not to act. However, last week, our own son, Edward Perry, now installed as Florida's governor, sent word that he believes the county should make this move. Local political leaders felt that the selection of a nominee should come not from the commission, but from the local Democratic Party Executive Committee. So today, that committee met and moments ago agreed that the name of Merchant William Twitter should be submitted to the governor.
Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It must be halftime.
Well, that's right. That's what I was going to say. It's halftime.
It's halftime on the Garden Line.
It goes by so fast. I just can't. And we're busy over here on the Garden Line. Literally, the lines are busy. So please don't give up on texting in with your questions. One of the questions that came in says, what can kill those little caterpillar-looking things that eat our plants?
Good question. That's a great question because there are different things you can use, some of which are safer than others. If you have a worm, okay, and it's just a worm, I don't care what kind it is, there's a product called, we've talked about this, called BT.
Yep.
The long word is Bacillus thuringiensis. It's a powder. I think you can buy liquid, but most people use it as a powder, and it's organic. It's not going to add any toxicity to your plants.
That's the way to go. Yep.
Also, but 5% seven dust is good, very low toxicity. It's been used for years safely, for years and years and years, as long as you follow the directions on the label. And, of course, there are liquids out there for fruits and vegetables and ornamentals and herbs and that type of thing that you can use. Always read that label. It is so important to tell you how to do it. But if you want to go the safest route, that BT is the best.
Okay.
And you can, I think you can buy it anywhere. I think it's most of the garden centers have it.
We like safe. We like safe.
We
here,
like safe.
Especially,
here.
You know, everybody's got animals, kids, something running around. So we like safe. I appreciate that.
And we also like, real quick, Jenna, our integrated pest management. If you're going to use any chemicals, I don't care what they are, quite frankly, only use them where they're needed.
Yep.
Like I've always said, if you've got chinch bugs in your front yard, mm-hmm. you know, treat them. You got to treat them, no question.
Right.
But you don't need to treat the backyard if you don't have
crazy.
Them.
Don't
go
crazy.
Just spray where you need it. And generally, you can spray a little bit off of the damaged area or the affected area, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
But just be careful. That's the key.
Oh, absolutely. Love it. All right. We have Larry from Pensacola. Hey, Larry, what's your question?
Larry, good morning.
Yes, good morning, and I appreciate your program.
Oh, thanks.
I've got a small pond. I had damage with Sally. Some trees were pulled off the bank. Anyway, I tore the bank up, and I'm trying to do some repair work. Now, the problem I've got is it's a sloping bank, and I had to have a little front-end loader in to move dirt around and so on. So I've pretty much got real sandy soil. It's a slope, and I need to reestablish it. I thought about maybe sod, or I've tried seed, but I tell you, I've already figured out seed with a rain like we had the other day. With
that
sloping, it doesn't hold.
It's all going to be in the pond.
I tried this slope ahead. Yeah, there you go. What is your thought on maybe a sod that I could lay down to help? Now, it's a real sandy soil is my problem.
Well, to be quite honest with you, Larry, most of the sod that we lay in Pensacola will do very well on a sandy soil. It's just the way it is. Now, I have to ask you this. If you can lay sod, can you mow it? The reason I say that, I'd be honest with you, I'd go the cheapest and the one that would take less water, which would be, I'd put Argentine Bahia, sod Argentine Bahia on that slope. and establish it, and I think you'd be fine. The only thing is, it grows kind of fast. You're going to have to mow it, and you are going to have to water it, especially initially, and if we get into a very dry period. But I would really sod it. I think that's the only way you're going to do it. And of course, if you sod it, and we have a rain like we had, you know, last week, you may lose a little bit of that sod, but I think that's the way to do it. I totally agree with you. Seeding it is going to be tough because all that grass seed is going to end up in your water, in the pond. But I would consider one of the Bahias. The Pensacola Bahia is good. It's just a little more wild growing. It grows, sends up so many seed heads almost overnight. I think Argentine Bahia would be a good choice, but if you're really going to go and watch your budget, Pensacola Bahia would work too, and just use that sod. I don't think you need to go with St. Augustine. You might want to use Centipede. That would work also, but I would use the Bahias. That's what I'd do.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for that, Larry. Appreciate
Larry,
your
good
call.
Luck.
Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate hearing their appreciation. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no,
and I do have another question coming in. We have several, and so I'm going down the line here, but I love when people call. I love hearing
I
your
do
beautiful
too.
Voices.
That's what makes this show fun.
It really is awesome. Thank you for doing that. This question is, can you spread fertilizer on your lawn right after spreading lime?
I say no.
Okay.
The rule of thumb I've always used and recommended is always put 2 weeks between putting lime on your yard or fertilizer or vice versa, but just put 2 weeks between those applications, because you just don't want they just kind of tie each other up, quite frankly. And so I would that's how I would do it.
Hold off.
But 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks between the two applications. Yes. And let's say this is important, kind of an aside here. We've talked about when do we fertilize, when do we want to put fertilizer on our yard. I think we're good.
We're ready?
I think we're ready. We're going to gradually get into the 80s and the temperatures in the 60s at night.
Gradually.
Yes. You know, I'm ready for them. But in any event, I think we could go ahead and fertilize. Now, are the lime. The lime is important. If you've got St. Augustine grass and you've never limed it, or you limed it, let's say, more than 2 to 3 years ago, you can go two directions. One, you can get a soil test, send it to the county extension, and get a recommendation. However, if you don't want to do all of that, I would say every 2 years or every 3 years, I would lime my St. Augustine grass at the rate of about 40 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Mm. I mean, that sounds like much, but that's a lot of lime. But what that will do is it will kind of unlock the system and allow that St. Augustine grass to use the nutrients.
Yeah.
On which you put.
Okay, excellent. That's actually really good. We are starting to see some growth in our front yard.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So
I think we can go ahead and do it. But if you delay and go into May and fertilizer, that's fine.
Oh.
Matter of fact, a lot of the state recommendation says wait till May.
When we have that solid,
that's
warm.
Right. But
air.
We're getting pretty close to May already, so I think you could go
ahead
and do it.
Honestly, it's time is flying, and it's flying here on the Garden Line, 437-1620. Please continue with those questions. We have a picture right there. What is this flower called? My wife thinks it's called
Bridal wreath.
Wreath.
Yeah.
What is that?
Bridal wreath. Kind of I think it's a spirea type plant. Beautiful white blossoms.
Yeah, look
absolutely
at that.
Really, really pretty. Yes,
I mean, maybe I've seen them before, but that's yeah. That is something.
And I think they what I would kind of classify as a kind of a bulletproof plant. They're going to bloom and be pretty in the spring, and that's a great picture. We love it when we see pictures. But yeah, I think bridal wreath is a good way to put it. But spirea may be another way.
Look, see, okay, so you knew you got the answer. That's perfect, and that will be our picture for today's podcast.
Exactly. Let me say one other thing too, for folks who have a plant like this and don't know what it is. We talked about this because I've been using this computer
right.
application
yes.
a lot. It's called Picture This. One, you have to install it on your phone,
mm-hmm.
and two, you have to pay a little bit for it. I want to say $30 a year.
Right.
But you could walk up to this plant, you hold your phone up to it, you take a picture, and it tells you what it is, where it is, how to take care of it, how to fertilize it. It's an amazing application. And so if you are in a situation where you want to identify plants, you see one, say, in somebody's yard, and you want to put one in your yard, but you don't know what to ask for,
yeah,
take that Picture This application on your phone, and it'll tell you more than you ever wanted to know about that plant.
Right. I mean, if you're a horticulturist, right? Did I get that? This is great. If you go for into a garden or you go on vacation and you have something, you know, that you want to take a picture of and figure out what it is. Plus, it's kind of, it is fun. You whip it out and you're like, I don't know what this is.
It was like one of my relatives from who lives in Los Angeles sent me a picture of a plant growing up a tree. It was like a cactus.
Oh, cool.
Going up this trunk of a tree. And so on my computer, I put the picture of this app on there. Found out it was dragon's blood.
Ooh.
Cactus. Who had ever heard of that?
That is cool.
But anyway,
love
so.
Love cactus.
Anyway, but those it was only a Southern California deal.
Yeah. I like that, though. I think it's beautiful. I love green. I love seeing all the green.
Exactly. That's an application you may want to look into if it's something you might want to do.
Yeah, but still tune into the Garden Line every Tuesday from 9 to 10. But hey, I have another question coming in. 437-1620. How often do you apply emergence to centipede grass?
Right. That's a good question also. We like to put pre-emergence on in February because pre-emergence means what it says. It's you put it on before the weeds emerge.
Right.
And here we are in April. It's getting a little late.
So
there
now,
is a product called Dimension
yes.
that you could use if you wanted to, which would keep some of the future weeds from coming up. But it is a good time to use your post-emergent spray before we do get into the high 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Like I always use an example, Trimec. There are a ton of them on the market which will kill existing weeds. So this is a pretty good time to do it. We're in moderate temperatures. It's not too hot, not too cold. So if you've got a weed problem, you might want to look into that.
Okay.
But this is where I've got to say it again. I know I sound like a broken record. You've got to read that label.
Yeah.
If you've got St. Augustine grass, it needs to say for St. Augustine grass on
right.
that label.
Absolutely.
And you got to do your arithmetic.
Yes.
How much per gallon? How many gallons per 1,000 square feet?
I'll pay somebody to do that.
There's some great companies out there that do that for you, by the way,
which we can
talk about.
I would love that.
I lived that life for a long time.
See, I know. But me getting math and then trying to measure, I'll just probably put the whole lawn up in smoke. So I'm just being honest. That's why we have you here. So, and I'm learning every step of the way. You've got me going. Okay, listen, we're going to take a quick break. We have more text and calls coming in 437-1620. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
The choices you have on how to save on the Volkswagen you want continue at Peakmore Imports. Choose the 2021 Jetta S in manual transmission from $16,990, the 2021 Tiguan S from $23,225, and the 2021 1.5 Atlas SE from $32,399. Or choose financing like 0% for 72 months on 2021 Tiguan, Atlas, and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or 0% for 60 months on 2021 Jetta, Passat, GTI, and Golf models. Or if you choose to lease, choose zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment during the VW Sign Then Drive event. Plus, VW's all-electric SUV, the ID.4, is waiting for you to experience today. So choose Peakmore Imports and choose how to save with your new Volkswagen. They're not in Car City, but on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. Special APR rates for qualifying credit with VCI. Sign and drive event is based on 39-month lease and with qualifying credit. See dealer for details.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Here's Terry Bradshaw for Publishers Clearinghouse.
Hey, if you want to win $7,000 a week, you better step on it.
There are just days left to enter to win $7,000 a week for life from Publishers Clearinghouse on April 30th.
Yep, you got to enter PCH.com before it's too late. Real people really do win, just like you. You don't want to miss out, do you? But you got to be in it to win it. $7,000 a week for life. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 4/27. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. Know more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the weekend on News Radio 1620 FM 92.3. Inside the House or Out, At Home with Gary Sullivan has answers to your home improvement questions. Saturday morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is the first time that James Brown has been in our studio.
Ooh.
Wow.
I mean, you can't help but get up off that thing.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Get to work. I love
we
it.
We have gone from the 60s, the 70s, 80s, to the 90s, to all day on our music today. It's been great.
We're having a lot of fun. All
that
right.
That is great.
Okay, we have Lydia. Good morning, Lydia. She's on the garden line with us. Do you have a question for Mike?
Yes, I do. My question is, I have this beautiful St. Augustine grass.
Yes.
And I also have free-range chickens. And I'm starting to get dollar weeds.
Yes.
And ants.
Yes.
What can I use that will not make my chickens sick?
I don't know. That is a great one. I've never dealt with the St. Augustine chicken question before.
That's a new one.
We learn something on this show every week. This is great stuff. Here's what the rule of thumb on putting herbicides on your lawn. And I'm going to talk about dogs, putting dogs back on a yard. Most of the books will tell you that animals can go back on a lawn after it has dried. I've always thought that was a little too soon. I would at least give it up, 3 or 4 days or a week even, because I just don't want any of those dogs or animals to get it on their feet and then take it in. So I'd be quite frank with you. I'm not sure I would do it, period. Now, Jenna would say she loves that dollar weed.
Yeah. The ants I don't
love. The ants
love.
Is another
I'm
deal.
I'm so sorry
That's
about
another
the ants.
Deal. But once again, you may have to use something a little stronger on those ants. Mm-hmm. And if those chickens are going to get into that, I just say you just can't do it. You can't do it, or you got to separate the chickens, because it scares me, to be quite honest with you. That's a great question.
Yeah.
A great question.
Are they sugar ants or are they fire ants?
Fire ants.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
And
so you'll need something stronger.
You need something strong, and you just don't want those chickens to eat that.
No.
I think you'd have a problem there.
They're like little pellets. They'll automatically
think. Granulars, exactly.
Now, the only other thing that, and I'm just going to give my grandmother's tip that she taught us. We didn't really have fire ants too often in New Jersey. But when we did, I know they pop up here. When they did, my grandmother taught us, she would boil like 4 giant pots of water. And she would pour them. I know that sounds terrible. Please don't. All the animal lovers, don't hate me. But she actually would pour them over the entire area that was affected. And they would go away.
One of the problems in our area is if you do something like that, which you're right, they would go away. But they just move.
They do move. They but eventually move they to, might move out of your yard.
Exactly.
And it's a little bit safer for your chickens.
Exactly.
You know.
Where do you have your chickens? Are you in the city, in the county? Where do you have chickens?
I'm in the county.
Really? Do you have you get a lot of production from those chickens?
Do I get a lot of what?
Do you have like eggs? Do you have
you get a lot of, eggs?
Oh yeah, we get about 5 eggs a day.
Cool.
That is fun.
Oh, my gosh, Lydia, that is awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Hey, if you try that or if you try something, and, I like to look up a few things. I have neighbors that have chickens and a neighbor with a rooster, by the way. I actually love hearing him. Please let us know how that goes and, how it comes along. We love to hear the progression.
I'm adding that to my list of questions I've never been asked before. I love those. That's great.
That's amazing.
I hate to give you the I don't know, but I try to be very, honest. But be safe.
Yeah,
be safe for yourself
safe.
And for the chickens.
Yes, and chickens are pretty sensitive, so you have to be careful. Hey, before we take a quick break, here's a question coming in. I have a 5-acre yard that is a reclaimed cattle lot. How cool. I've been working on it over the last two summers. The yard is primarily Bermuda and every weed known to humankind. Thoughts on how to... thoughts for an economical weed killer. I have a tractor with both a spreader and a sprayer.
Yeah, and I hear you. That's 5 acres.
Five
is a lot of area to spray.
Mm-hmm.
I would be tempted, quite honestly, because these weed killers are okay. They're not perfect, and it would take a lot to spray 5 acres.
It's a lot of work.
What I would consider is go the other direction. Is work very hard on making that Bermuda healthier and thicker, which in some respects, not everywhere, not over 5 acres, but it will help reduce your weed population. That's with the proper fertilizer. And that Bermuda, you know, you can feed it pretty heavy. It's a heavy feeder. Mm-hmm. Takes a lot. Just in the middle of summer, you can even use a heavy nitrogen on it. And obviously irrigate it as best you can. If the 5 acres is irrigated, it may not be. So that's kind of what the direction I would take. To spray a herbicide like Trimec or some of the weed killers that we use that you can buy over the counter, I don't think there's a way to do it. However, if this caller lives in Escambia County or in Santa Rosa County, if you're in Escambia County, call my good friend Carol Lord, L-O-R-D, at the Escambia County Extension Service and pose this question to her, because I tend to think she'll agree with me. But she may have some commercial agricultural product that's out there that maybe we're not familiar with that might help with your weed control.
Yes.
But my advice was, let's make that Bermuda healthier and see if we can't choke out most of those weeds.
Excellent. Okay, so before we go and take a quick commercial break, one of our listeners texted in for Lydia with the chickens. Instant grits will kill the ants. If that's true, please let us know. Let's not kill the chickens. We will be right back here on the Garden Line.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Temperatures are rising, which means your AC unit is going to be working extra hard through the end of summer. The question is your AC unit ready? Get expert help by calling HR Newell Services to make sure your system will keep you cool this summer. Do you have a commercial project that needs HVAC, plumbing, or electrical? Call HR Newell Services to manage the entire project. When your commercial building needs HVAC, plumbing, or electrical, you need to call HR Newell Services at 850-572-3181.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the Gulfside Pavilion stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, everyone's favorite Beatles tribute band, Not Quite Fab, takes the stage. It's an annual tradition to dance the night away under the sunset to the great tunes of the Beatles. Bands on the Beach is back thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Stop by the Cat Country tent and find something delicious from Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
Hey, we're back here on the Garden Line, 9:58. We're about to close up shop today, but we've had a busy morning. And before we go, we have Cheryl from Pensacola. Cheryl, you have about 20 seconds. What's your question?
Yes, ma'am. I have chickens, and I live in town, and I have a milk crate. So I put the granules on the ant bed, and I turn the milk crate upside down on it so the chickens can't get to it.
Cheryl, that is awesome.
Wow.
Thank you so much for that. Seriously?
Seriously, amazing. We learn so much on this show.
We have the best listeners.
I do.
In the world. I can't even tell you. I'm very thankful for that. Cheryl, thank you so much. Lydia,
thank
I hope you,
Cheryl.
You heard that. Thank you for hanging out with us. Make sure you tune in next week at 9 a.m.